Good morning. I want to thank you for this opportunity. Pastor Tim had messaged me and asked me if I would deliver the message while they were out of town, and I immediately messaged them back and said yes, and his reply was, wow, that was quick, and I just told him that, you know, with us going to the mission field, it had been on my heart that I really wanted to at least be able to speak one more time before we left, and of course, I didn't want to miss an opportunity. I also had a message that I had planned to use, and so I wasn't quite as nervous about trying to get a message together, but then God didn't want me to use that one today, so I had to start over and be obedient to what God wanted me to say. But I thank you for your prayers and support as Hannah and I are still gathering our funds, and pray for openings for us to speak to other churches and to find the right people that would be part of our ministry. And once again, I will ask that you let the Spirit speak to you and listen to what God would have you hear, not what I would stumble around and say. Today's reading is from Isaiah chapter 43. Beginning at verse 1, reading through the first part of verse 3. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His holy word. Years ago, I read through the book of Isaiah, and it's challenging, but there are a lot of good prophecies in there. But the thing that stuck out to me as I read through the book of Isaiah was that the Israelites seemed to be on some sort of a roller coaster. They would be close to God, things were going well, and then things, they would kind of drift away from God, and then things would go bad, and then they would all of a sudden, where did God go? God's left us, He's abandoned us. And then God would come back and say, I'm here, you're my people, I'm going to take care of you, and things would be good again. And then they would get complacent, and they would move away from God, and then it would go downhill, and then all of a sudden, where is God again? And I looked and said, what is wrong? What is wrong with them? What is wrong with these Israelites? Just a couple chapters ago, they were doing great, and God brought them out of it. And here they are, they done forgot what happened. And as I thought about that, then all of a sudden I thought, wait a minute. I think I've done that before. And if we're all honest, I think we all have as a people. We ride a sort of a roller coaster. So as I look today at Isaiah, and we start with the first verse, God is reminding Israel of who He is. Because for some reason we need to be reminded who God is, what He can do. He's our Father, He's all-powerful, He's our Redeemer. The list goes on and on, but somehow we need to be reminded of that because we tend to put God in a box and think, this trouble is too much that I've gotten into. This problem is so big that I don't see any way out of it, and we get scared, we worry, and fearful. But as you see, it says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you." And somebody actually looked up, I don't know who counted it or how accurate it is, but supposedly the Bible says 365 times, maybe 366, "Fear not," or something to do with "don't be afraid." And a lot of pastors have preached the message that's one for every day. So apparently we need a reminder every day that God is our Savior. Now, again, I don't know if that number's accurate, but I know that I need to be reminded a lot, because as humans, we like to be comfortable. We like to live in comfort. We don't want things to go bad. We don't like to think of sickness and hurt, problems. We don't like to be uncomfortable. As I read the next two verses, it's telling me that when you pass through the waters, the rivers, when you go through the fire, I don't want to go through the water. I don't want to pass through the fire. That's not what I want to hear. But God's saying you're going to. But notice that it also says, when you do, I'm going to take care of you. We as God's people, we're going to face challenges. Maybe not every day, but constantly on this earth, we're going to pass through a fire or a river. Sometimes we feel like we're in the river and it's raining, and the water's getting deeper, and we're struggling to swim. And maybe you've said, as I have, "I cannot take one more thing. I cannot take one more thing." And then one more thing happens, because God knows what we can handle. And He's with us, holding on to us. I would much rather skip over the river and walk across the bridge and avoid that fire. But God knows better. I want to share sort of a vision or a dream. As Hannah and I were preparing for the mission field, I've not really shared this with anybody, but we were all excited, and we still are very excited about going to do God's work. And we hadn't faced really a lot of challenges in this, but I had this sort of a vision or dream, if you want to call it that, and I was walking toward this mountain, and I could see the mountaintop. It was so beautiful. The sun was shining on this mountaintop. Green grass just looked so peaceful. And for me, that was where God was calling me to go do His work, this beautiful, beautiful place high above this mountain. So I'm walking towards it. I'm ready to go climb this mountain. I am going to just get on this mountain and go. And I'm going to get up there and be where I need to be, where God wants me. And everything's going to be great. And I walked toward this mountain. And as I got closer and closer, seemed like I was almost there. And then all of a sudden, it got kind of foggy, misty. And I couldn't really see the ground in front of me, but I could still see that mountain. And I thought, "That's no big deal. I'll just keep going. And I'm going to get to this mountain because I can see it. It's right there." And as I kept walking forward, at some point I realized that I was not just going forward, but going down. And it was getting a little darker, and suddenly my head was in the mist, and it was getting harder to see that mountain. And I realized that I was continuing to go down. And as I squinted and I looked and my eyes adjusted to this darkness in front of me, I saw nothing but bare trees and thorns and darkness. And I thought, okay, I knew that God was with me, but I looked ahead and then it dawned on me, the bottom of that mountain that I wanted to climb, the foot of that mountain was at the bottom of that valley. And tears began to flow because I realized I couldn't climb that mountain until I got to the bottom. I had to go through all of those briars and limbs pulling at me, cutting at me. But I knew that I had to go because I had to get to that mountain and climb it. And there are times in that valley where you don't necessarily feel God. We read that He's there, but sometimes it's harder to feel God's presence. Now, I don't know each of your stories, and I know that everybody has one. I don't know if you've been through that valley. If you haven't, be prepared, because Scripture tells us you're going to go through some hard times. It doesn't say anywhere in here that being a Christian is going to be easy. Living on this earth isn't easy. And now, as I have gotten to the bottom of that valley and climbed out of it, I know the reason why, and I know that, as maybe some of you have, God sometimes has to take us down to the bottom, because this vision did come real for me. And now I can say, no matter how bad it gets, I know where I came from. Sometimes we have to go down. Sometimes God has to knock us down for us to realize who He is. Just like He reminds us in chapter 43, saying, I am God. I'm your Father. I'm going to take care of you. He keeps reminding us. And if you were to turn back another page, you would read the same thing again. I am your God. Do not fear. And as I think about why God would put us through these things, He doesn't. He allows us to go through these things. These trials aren't given to us as punishment. But God knows that we need to grow. If you want to turn with me to James chapter 1, and I'm going to read through verse 12. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. so also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. We need preparation. And as I read that, and maybe you've read that, and you think, going through trials, how's that joyful? How are we supposed to have joy when we're going through these? Some may be greater than others, but it's not a fun time. But as children of God, we seek a closer relationship with our Heavenly Father. And our Father desires a closer relationship with us. And so this is the way that He makes us stronger. He grows our relationship. He brings us in. Mark, I'm glad you're in here today, because I know that you work a lot with those ladies in softball. I know a lot of you play sports, athletes. They train. And you train. Are you training if there's never going to be a test? Are we just working hard to get better at a sport for which we're never going to play in a game? If we know we're going to face a tough opponent, that it's coming, do we work harder? Do we increase our efforts to be prepared for that time when that trial comes? If we're not, we should be, because as I've read here, the trials are coming. You faced them already, so we have faith. We know that God was there then. As I said, I can look back, and God took me to a place where I can never, ever doubt that He will be there. He had to take me to a place, and I know it's preparation for us to go to the field, because I've heard all the stories of how tough it's going to be, but I know that God's going to be there, and He's going to continue preparing us. But I had to be in a place where I couldn't doubt. Maybe you've been there. Maybe God had to take you all the way down, and you can look back at that one moment and say, God brought me out of that. There's nothing He can't get me out of. We need to remain focused on God and to put aside me. A lot of times when these bad times come, we think, woe is me. Instead, I urge you today, look at this trial as an opportunity and say, I didn't do so good the last time bad times came, but this time my faith is going to be stronger, because I know I can beat this. I know that I'm stronger than I was the last time. We don't ask God to send us the trials, but we should know that these are opportunities for our growth, for our faith to grow. Change our focus on God and wonder what miracle He's going to provide, because He will. He's going to use it for something, something great, that we can look back and see the greatness of God and how He used what seemed so terrible at the time for His glory. I want you to look at this message today not as a bad warning of bad things to come. Instead, let it encourage you. Because no matter what you're going through, no matter where you stand, if you're looking down at a dark valley knowing what you're about to go through, fear not. Know that God is with you. And be encouraged. He'll never let go of you. Just look to one another look around this room. If you need somebody to talk to here on this earth, to pray with you, we have a family here. And I thank each and every one of you for being my family and my support. And I pray that we support each other.